Welcome to this free audio on how to build an online business that pays you to live your dream life, the three keys. Now, I think one thing we don't talk about a lot, especially when it comes to building business, is because of the overemphasis on tactics, all these little strategies, especially now in the age of information where people are so inundated with sheer volume of data. Try this strategy. Try that strategy. There's a new social media network. The old social media network you just spent 2 years building on is now gone. We think that tactics are what will eventually allow us to live our dream life. But those do not help us, number one. Number two, those are not useful in helping us build a long-term business that stands the test of time. And so that's why in this audio, I want to focus on the three principles that are really essential. Okay? We're going to talk about three broad ideas. The first broad idea is to follow the three-year, 1,000-day model. The second idea is to follow your energy, excitement, and intuition. And the third idea is to think in terms of systematic growth and systems. And there's a lot more other smaller things we're going to talk about as well, but that is going to be the foundation first. Now, the problem with building a business based on tactics, before we get into our first principle, is that number one, tactics are not how you build a business or how you build a brand. Think about it. If you wanted to write a book and you read somewhere on the internet that there was this one tactic you should do where, let's say you read a whole bunch of Instagram posts to get ideas for your book, and you're going to do that every day before you write your book. That'll get some of your book written. But how are you going to really write a 100,000-word book using this little strategy every day? Or what if we hear, you know, the best way to grow your business is by having a podcast. Podcasts are all the rage now. Think about it. You got to get in while the podcast market's hot before it gets too competitive. Well, guess what? I know way more people with podcasts that make no money from them. And I also know people that make a lot of money from them. But you could say the exact same thing about blogging, webinars, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, writing. I mean, the fact is that I usually earn on average around $30,000+ per year in book royalties. You know, that's more than like 99% of authors on the planet, traditionally published authors. I have friends that are traditionally published that make like $10,000 a year in royalties. It's like $500 to $700 a month. I mean, it's like extra spare money for savings. So I didn't even anticipate that. I didn't think my book would do that well, all my books. But guess what? Even so, a book is not a business. And so these tactics about you should focus on a webinar or a podcast or a YouTube or write a book, create an email list. None of these build an actual business that will pay you to live your dream life. And that is very important to remember. Because to build a business, you need business systems. You need a systematic process for growing an audience, a systematic process for generating sales, a systematic process for generating repeat sales. This is what I mean by building a business. You want to build a long-term brand. You don't want to build something that's just like a nice weekend business. If you focus on building something for the money, chances are you're only going to chase the short-term gains that do not ultimately allow you to end up building a successful business that will stand 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, the test of time. So let's talk about what these things are that I would recommend to build a real business, you know, a big kid, grown up, big girl, big boy business. Now, the first principle is to follow the 1,000-day rule. There's this great article I found when I first started my business by these two guys over at the Tropical MBA. And it was a kind of chronology, like a timeline, for what building an online business really tends to look like, and roughly how long it would take to replace your day job income with your business income. And they posited this idea of the 1,000-day rule. So 1,000 days is just under 3 years. And, you know, in my own business journey, it took me 3 years, 3 months, and 11 days to quit my job. Like, no, I wasn't counting at all. Not at all. You know, the whole time I wanted to quit my job. The whole time I wanted to not spend 10 hours a day working for someone else. And I wanted to spend that time building my future. The whole time, that's what I dreamed of. But guess what? You know, it still took me 3 years at the end of the day. 3 years and one quarter of a year. That's a hell of a long time. When I thought that, you know, after 6 months, I would be rich, making six figures, quitting my job, richer than I'd ever been in my life. Well, most business owners on the world, in, you know, on planet Earth, do not do six figures in their life. But that's also not saying much considering most business owners approach business stupidly. And they're not focusing on just thinking about how to do it differently. So this 1,000-day model is really about this broad concept. Now, I've broken it down into year 1, 2, and 3 as a way to think about how to build an online audience-based business, especially if you want to use YouTube or another content platform. So the first year, what you should be focusing on is audience growth. You should be writing this down. Year 1, focus on audience growth. So what does that really mean? When you look at a business, there's really only online business that's an audience-based business. Like for me, it's YouTube. There's only two things you have to do on a daily basis. You create content and you sell. That's it. As long as you're creating content on your calendar and as long as you're figuring out how you're making sales, you're in business. That really is all there is to having an online business. So when I say year one, just focus on audience growth, at the start, you can't have any products, you can't have any sales when you don't have any audience, any customers. So the first year of your business, 1 year, I want you to focus on building the audience. Now, what that means specifically is that during that first year, all your time, not only are you doing, like if you're uploading YouTube videos or writing blog articles, not only are you actually uploading those videos, you're learning business. Like, how do I even shoot a video? How do I edit a video? How do I make interesting videos? What do I make videos about? None of that is super clear. So part of your day, for example, is actually in the dirt, like Gary Vee says, where you're shooting videos, you're learning to edit, you're learning to be more engaging on camera, and so on. And the other half of the day is, holy crap, you're studying the craft of the year, and the craft of year one is audience growth. How do I get my videos to get more views? What do I shoot videos about? How do I get my videos to rank better? How do I get my videos to have better watch time? How do I actually get, like, let's say 10,000 subscribers? How could I get enough subscribers to have, let's say, 100 a month in AdSense revenue? Year one, dedicated purely just to audience growth. Because if you start focusing on all the other pieces, how do I get sales? How do I get AdSense? How do I sell my own products? How do I create merch? How do I do Patreon? How do I get coaching clients? And then after that, how do I get repeated sales? How am I going to make $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month where I can actually quit my job? Right? Because if you're like me, of course that's where I was the whole time in my business. Every day I was like, how can I make enough money to quit my damn job because I hate it? I want my time back. I want my life back. I want freedom. It will come. If year one, you just focus on audience growth. Now, year two, what I would recommend, or your second 300 days, it's about 10 months, focus on sales. Everything related to sales. So what does that really mean? Now, in year one, you focused on audience growth. So that means that in your business now, you probably have an idea of how do I create content? What content my audience likes? How do I have a system so I'm consistently producing good or a certain standard of content? And now you're like, well, maybe I've got 1,000 subscribers or people on my email list. Well, now how do I get my first sale? Maybe I have 1,000 subscribers on email or on YouTube. How do I make $10 so I can pay for my lunch today? So all of year two, what I want you to be doing is just studying the material and studying the craft of learning how to sell. So what that means is not only how do I sell, how do I create a product, how do I create a product my audience wants and validate that before I've created it, what do I price my product at, how do I package it, and then what's my sequence to sell it? Like, do I just literally send out one email, hey, my brand new, brand new ab wheel is out, my brand new shake and bake is out, my brand new little cookbook is out. Do I just send one email? And if so, how does that work? Year two is being in the arena of learning sales. What really works? During year two, what I did, for example, was I broke down 15 people in the certain industry I was in, and then I studied, okay, what do they sell? At what price point? And how do they sell it? So I studied some people that coached online business, even though I'm not in that space, and I wanted to study how the masters sold. So people making over $1 million a year, how were they actually selling? And I learned, whoa, they follow this kind of launch process. This is what they do before the product is available. These emails cover these objections and talk about these things and get you excited. And then when the product is available, these are the emails they send so that I understand what's in the product. I know if it's for me or not. I know what the price is. I know the frequently asked questions. I see that it works for other students. And then I put those into Evernote documents based on the person I was following. So then in year two, you've understood the process for getting someone to give you $10. That's it. You're making your first $10 online, and then you're like, this is awesome. How can I do $10 a day now? Or maybe you made your first $50 and you're like, you know what? If I just did 10 of those sales a month, that means I would have $500 a month. And even though I'm not going to quit my job on $500 a month, what I am going to get is I'm going to get the ability to know that I just created money out of nowhere and that it is possible. And I know that if I've created 500, then I can do 5,000 because it's just the same thing. And guess what? Hey, $500 is a hell of a lot of extra money to be saving. That could go towards your retirement. That could go towards travel. It could go towards paying off your car lease. Go towards romantic dates. So many things. And then in year three, I want you to dedicate yourself to repeated sales. So systematic, automatic sales growth. So whereas in year one, the question is, how do I get to 1,000 subscribers? Whereas year two is, how do I sell one product once? Year three is, how can I sell this product automatically every week now? And so in year three, what I want you to focus on is studying business models. Anyone can make a sale once online or in a business, but a deli that only has one customer per week is not a deli that is in business very long, right? So what are you doing to regularly bring in sales? That is the $1 million question. Now I'll give you the answer because it's very simple, email. Specifically, you can set up an automated email sequence that's both valuable and interesting to your reader or your viewer or your listener. They sign up for it on your website and then they get a mixture of emails, maybe one every day or one every 3 to 5 days. And it teaches them one tip and then it also mentions your product again. And that by itself is the exact business model that can generate anywhere from $50 a month to $1 million a month. There are businesses with that exact business model doing just that. So that is the 3-year, 1,000-day model. Principle number two, I want you to take notes here, is to follow your energy, your excitement, and your intuition. Now, I bet you did not expect that, but the reason I'm sharing this is very, very, very important. I'm sharing this because of the fact that, after 3 years of my business, where my business was really only about blogging, like I was blogging to generate content about fitness and weight loss and stuff. And after about 3 years, something happened where my website traffic was just tanking. I was getting outnumbered and outmatched by really big weight loss brands that were $1 billion companies. Google had an update and my website traffic went in half overnight. So there I am panicking and I'm like, well, you know, I guess it's just the end for me. And I guess my business is going to fail. And even worse, the thing that bothered me more was that I'd actually, I'd almost burned myself out medically because I was working on my business after my day job every day. And I was pushing so hard because I just didn't like my job and I didn't want to keep doing it. And I figured that by pushing harder and working more and using more willpower, I could get there faster. And the only thing I got to faster was burnout, where I had about a half a dozen medical symptoms start coming out of the blue. And I won't really go into that story because it's not so important here, but it took me almost 2 years to recover from that, my health. And it was around that time where I realized that I had to have a different operating system for the way I ran my business and my life, because working more and working harder and pushing wasn't working. Like, I thought that willpower could overcome anything, and it just wasn't true. So I had to update my operating system. So around this time, I started finding all these resources like Susie Batiz, the founder of Poopery. She talks about concepts like intuition and following your passion, your excitement, your energy. And I met a friend who runs a business in Santa Barbara, California, called Flow Mastery. And she and I were talking, and she said I had to make a bet to myself that for a while, all I would have to do, all I had to do, this was her challenge, like it was a command, follow your intuition, stop doing the things you hate, and just follow the aspects of your business that feel good internally. And this was very, very, very difficult for me. I'm intuitive in other parts of my life, but how the hell are you going to give up your logic in business, which is the way you support yourself and eat? Like, what, am I just going to stop doing the things that make the most money because I don't like them? No, I have to force myself, right? Wrong. So here's what happened. That year, I promised, and I've shot a video on this, I tried manifesting for 100 days. But since then, I've done it for over a year. And what happened to me was crazy. You know, I went back and I reflected on all the projects I'd done in my business over the last 4 years. The books I'd written, blogging, YouTube, creating certain products, creating merch. And I reflected on which ones performed the best financially and which ones did I enjoy the most. And guess what I realized? That the highest performing things financially in my business were things I did not predict would actually work that well. And they were from my intuition and my excitement. Whereas a lot of the courses that I was trying to do through my logic and intellect, like, oh yeah, I think this will perform well, or there's all these courses popular right now on this, I should create one if I have the experience in it. Those, most of the time, 9 out of 10 times did not do well. And so it was super crazy. My book, Master the Day, I wrote it because I wanted to help my clients and give them something with all my advice in one spot. That book has made so much money, like any author would have dreamed of that. Like, $30,000 a year in book royalties is like the author's dream. Even if my whole business fails, I can just live off book royalties on a very low salary. It's like the dream. YouTube. I just started uploading to YouTube as, like, I just needed to do something different. I was so tired of blogging. I was so tired of writing this fitness content. I hated it. YouTube was so fun. It blew up in my life. And then within 1 year of doing YouTube, let's see, I was at like 20,000 subscribers 2.5 years ago. And I shot this video that went viral about a week after I activated the AdSense ads on YouTube. And I went from making like $150 a month on AdSense to almost $2,000 a month on AdSense. And if you can imagine, 1 month ago, I had zero revenue coming in from YouTube. It was incredible. It was insane. And then I was like, you know what? All these YouTubers have Patreons. I should launch a Patreon. I had like 200,000 subscribers and I had sent them to my Patreon. It did like $10 a month. And my intuition was, you know what? I have this Reinvent Your Life tribe idea I've been wanting to create. What if I just do that on my email list? Well, I launched it to my email list, the same product, and guess what? It was doing $3,000 per month in recurring revenue in my business. it just blew my mind that following my intuition, doing what excited me the most, could actually have been the most financially successful thing that I was afraid would not happen if I only followed my intuition. My intuition was way more, making me way more successful than my logic and intellect. I mean, it was blowing my freaking mind. And now this is the only operating system I use in my business and my life. Because I didn't believe that intuition could not only help you find love or find like your passion or help you avoid danger in life. I didn't realize it could help you become wildly successful and feel good during the whole process. So what does this have to do with you? Anything you do in your business that you do not love doing, that you can't eventually outsource, you will either have to grind it out for life, it will always feel hard, or you're probably going to stop doing it. And I would challenge you, in whatever you choose to do in your business, whether it is the content platform, like which platform should I do, podcast, YouTube, or writing on a blog, do what you consume the most, and then try each one for 1 week and see which one feels the best in terms of your inner energy, which is easier to do. Do that. Don't do the thing that's popular because everyone's saying that's where the money is. So this is a broad general principle that I think is the most transformative principle in my business so far that I never would have thought in a million years would have worked out that way. But if you trust your intuition, follow that, do the things in your business that are the most exciting, it will eventually result in a super successful business. Now, I wouldn't say to ignore money altogether. Of course not. I still document my whole business. I plan out, this month we're relaunching that product. This month we're opening the enrollment for that course. Of course, have a business model, have business strategy, but use the broad guiding principle of your business ship. Let that be your intuition. Now, part three that will help you build this business is to think in terms of systems. So we're not going to spend too much time on this because I want you to just get the gist of it because you're going to have to figure it out on your own here. But you have content, product, and sales in an online business, right? Content is your audience. Now, if you've created content that works well once, how can you systematize it? The solution is to create a standard operating procedure, SOP document, either in Google Docs or in Evernote, and just put together like a pre-flight checklist. Did I do an interesting introduction? Did I tell one story? Did I have a call to action for my email list? All those things. For your product, you know, what often happens when we try to launch our first products is that they fail. They make no sales. So then I want you to document that whole product, that whole process you used to launch that product. Where did the idea come from? Write that down. How did you launch it? Write that down. How did you sell it? Write that down. If it didn't work, keep track of that, obviously. And if it worked, keep track of that and do more of it. And for your sales, let's say you made your first $25, which is amazing. Now, how can you do that once a week, passively? Maybe your system is that you do one promotion per month, and that's your business model. And you need to figure out how you do your promotions so that they work. Maybe it's something else, and that's what you need to figure out. Now, the ultimate system to focus on is one traffic source, one product, and one sales method. So an ideal example would be YouTube. Your beginner guide to gluten-free baked goods is your product, and your sales method is going to be an email sequence. Now, how do we bring all of this together, the keys to building an online business that pays you to live your dream life? The first thing is to don't ever chase tactics. You want to be building a long-term brand, and the people that are chasing short gains never survive in business. Don't build a brand about something you're not that interested in. You know, when I was first building my business and trying to figure all this out, I followed all this stupid affiliate marketing advice, and I built like a business around heartburn during pregnancy. Because the guy teaching me said that if I did that, there were products I could sell related to that offer, to that topic. And yet, can you imagine me, like at the time, a 25-year-old dude, never been pregnant, never had heartburn, writing about heartburn during pregnancy. I mean, it was so goddamn boring. And on top of that, it was just like, am I going to do this for 10 years? No. Don't even waste 1 week then. The second thing is to follow the 1,000-day rule principle to structure your business. Play the long game. You may be able to quit your job or generate side income way faster than I did. But for me, it took over 1,000 days. It took 3 years and 3 months. That's more than 1,000 days. It's like 1,400 days or something. So you have to surrender. And you have to enjoy the process, because what happens if it takes 5 times as long as you thought? You have to ask yourself that every day, because that's how long it took me. The big picture is to follow your intuition and let that guide your business more than anything. Try the 3-part system I recommended: one traffic source, one product, and one sales method. And I want you to remember that if you do not love today, you never will. What does that mean? What it means is that if you're not building a business that you enjoy working on, you will never enjoy working on your business when you quit your job. And I say that because, you know, for me, the primary motive to quit my job was that I wanted to have more freedom to work on what I wanted, was more passionate about. Because to me, it was worth only making, you know, $2,500 a month, but loving 9 hours a day. I would gladly have taken that over my day job. But the problem is, we so often build a business focusing on money, and we don't like the process of building the business. And then guess what happens when you do quit your job, if you eventually do? Then you've got a new job, because you've got a business that you have to spend 6 hours a day in that you hate doing. It's stressful, and it's harder than a job because it's way more inconsistent and there's way more variables. And you have thousands of bosses, which are called your customers. So I really want to strongly, strongly challenge you to build a business that you love working in. Even if you decide to eventually have employees that work it for you and you just own it, even if you decide to sell it, follow the most exciting, enjoyable path to building a successful business. Because that will make all the difference in your life, especially your day-to-day life, as you build out that vision, which can take years, and it likely will. So don't give up. The easiest way not to give up is to make sure you love today and you love every day in your business.